The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Doesn't matter.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. And we're joined by a man who is going to tell you in the next half hour how to save money, how to save energy. And nobody knows more about this than Kevin Parker. It's nice to see you, man.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
All right. Now, you're a big you're really involved in the green movement. And you're from Oregon, so that makes sense.
Yes.
My wife is from Oregon. A lot of people up there are really concerned about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a group up there called like the Friends of Oregon, or they're really, you know,
trying to get out there and change, help people to change their the way they live.
Yeah, and I go back and forth on the whole global warming. You know, when I hear people say that they have a record amount of snowfall in Wisconsin this year. And that's because of global warming. I can't wrap my head around that. I'm not bright enough to see that snowfall is part of global warming.
It's because of the words global warming. It's really global climate change. There are crazy things happening all over the world that are have not been recorded. It hasn't happened the way it's happening right now, even though we've had cycles where there's more CO2, there's less the water, the ice melts, and so there's less, there's more water in the atmosphere, there's more of this. And so the cycles go up and down, but right now we have not...
Doing it for thousands of years, though.
Millions of years.
We
can take Antarctic ice core samples millions of years back and see the fluctuation of the CO2 and what types of things, when volcanoes went off and that type of stuff, so they can clearly see when those levels changed. And we just haven't seen levels that we have right now. We're over 300 parts per million. Throughout all of these millions of years of Antarctic ice core samples, we haven't been over 300 parts per million.
Now, what does that mean in like layman's terms? Are we doomed?
No, absolutely not doomed. You know, we just have to keep figuring out new ways to do it. Just like about 100 and so years ago, when Rudolf Diesel was developing the diesel engine to run off an American agricultural product.
Was that a coincidence? His last name was Diesel?
Well, he's the guy that made it, so he named it after himself. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So he was making this this engine to run off an American agricultural product because they were dealing with a terrible, terrible environmental problem, which is, you know, horse dookies. I don't know.
Well, you can say horse crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the street, in urban areas, because of all the deliveries were done by horses.
Right.
And so they were trying to figure
out,
is it the steam engine? Is it the steam engine? Is it the electric engine? Is it the gas engine, the diesel engine? So that 100 years ago, they were all vying for the prominence. The gas engine won. Petroleum products won the fight at that time.
All right. Now, Kevin Parkers is with us. If you have a question about how to save energy in your home, call us here. We'll put you on with Kevin Parkhurst, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. In your opinion, in your professional tutored opinion, what percentage of global warming is caused by mankind?
Well, human activity causes a lot of the extra CO2 that we see in the atmosphere right now, because if a human wasn't out there pushing their lawnmower, they weren't out there actually taking this oil, which is a sequestered CO2. Ancient sunlight made those plants grow, which created oil that we now consume. It's now being put out in the atmosphere where naturally it would be embedded in the earth or embedded in some other, in under the ocean and those types of things.
Right.
And so there is an impact just because we're doing
stuff. How big of an impact do you think, though?
There's a lot of scientists that have answered those questions, and they're to me, in my personal opinion, there is way more impact than there needs to be,
right.
And that in fact we can live a better life, it'd be healthier, the air that we breathe
that's
healthier,
what
and those types
I'm
of things.
I'm telling you, I'm for global warming, not because of people saying it's happening or
global warming or against global warming?
I'm for it. I mean, this is
you
why I'm for
hotter?
People going. Yeah, absolutely. I'm for it. I'm for everybody saying, hey, it's global warming. Let's fix it. That's what I'm for. Now, this is what I'm seriously. We're the only species not to live in harmony with the Earth. Very true. And whether or not the humans are causing global warming and we're, you know, the polar ice caps are going to melt and we're going to flip on our axis, whatever. I'm just sick of all the pollution in the air. I'm sick of the pollution in the water. So, you know, if we have to have a big scare about global warming, whether it's true or not, fine, great. I'm for it. I'll hold the sign because I'm sick of living in breathing this air and living with water that's so dirty. So that's the only reason I'm for it. But I don't really know if it's true or not. I don't. And
calculate, like, these types of countertops you have right here, they are made with petroleum products. They were made with certain, they have certain off-gassing that happens. So within this environment right here, because of the certain materials you have, you're actually, this indoor air quality can be helped by having less volatile organic compounds on it, or hurt by having more and more and putting more fiberglass and doing some of that stuff right here so we can, you know, breathe some more of that stuff.
Right. All right. Now, when people say that, you know, that other planets are heating up as well, like Mars is heating up, how do people in the environment explain that away to people?
You haven't seen the people on Mars? The little people? No?
But that is true that Mars is heating up and a lot of the other planets are heating up. And I would just like to be able to explain that to my kid if she ever asked me why.
Okay. Our planet did heat up and cool down geologically for millions and millions of years. Planets do that. We don't have the same type of capacity to measure what happened on Mars and to see if it's really out of range from within what's happened historically. Whereas we can definitely, within our own atmosphere, you know, we know, you know that there's a difference. You can look and see creatures that used to be down Baja moving up to the Bay Area. You know, it's not, the rent's pretty high up in the Bay Area, but they're still moving. They're moving towards Oregon.
Are you calling illegal immigrants creatures?
How dare you?
The people who moved from Baja, California to San Francisco.
Oh,
how dare you, Kevin? All right, Kevin Parker.
It's natural evolution.
Now, what are the simple things people can do in their home to save energy?
Well, of course, the compact fluorescent light bulbs, those things that are all kind of woo-woo right now and everyone's heard about.
I've had those for a while, but I couldn't see anything in the house, so I went back to the regular
bulbs. You know what?
Bulbs.
Yeah. I tricked somebody because they had this argument with me. They said, no, it's all different colors and you can, you know, I know if there's a fluorescent there. I know it. It's not, it's awful color. And I said, absolutely not. They have so many fluorescents now that are yellow and you can get them real yellow if you want. So he argued with me enough that I eventually started to change the bulbs out in my house.
Had
no idea.
No idea.
Yeah.
So does it look different in here?
Some places, I think you're going to still want to have that incandescent, a little bit more red, a little bit brighter bulb, those types of things. And they're talking about outlawing those types of things, but what that'll do is help us come up with a different, more energy efficient way, like LEDs. I mean, all the cars having all those little teeny lights, LED, that's actually more efficient.
Sure.
Well, I can't imagine in 5 years how much this is going to progress, because it's really only been about 6 or 7 years since this movement's really kicked off. And as soon as you involve private enterprise and, and the private companies, and they see an incentive and they see that they can make money,
is
going to explode.
Yeah. And it has been. It really has been. In just the last few years, the number of products in green building, the number of types of just little variations on how you do an insulating concrete formwork, say ICF. That's a type of concrete form it's a foam with concrete in the middle. So you make a really highly energy efficient, R value. But it's nice and strong too. Well, now they do that with recycled foam and those types of things. So they're trying to tweak those. And now there's 5 or 10 of those, where just a few years ago there was only a couple of them.
Right. And also that foam, they leave it on and it acts like a natural, insulation.
Insulation,
too.
Right.
I see a lot of people using that when they're building homes nowadays, as opposed to putting the plywood up.
Exactly.
You know, the plywood floor.
Exactly.
All right.
And it's all a balance. I mean, sometimes a wood product actually is the best product to use, and sometimes a concrete product is, depending on what it is. And in the way that we look at it, in what we do is organic architecture in the line of Frank Lloyd Wright. My boss's grandfather, Frank Lloyd Wright, he developed a term called organic architecture, which really meant talking with the client, with the site, feeling what the site's supposed to have, looking at the local materials and those those types of things. So you hear, where's the sun come from? Where's the wind come from? Where's the view? Balance all those things out. What we're trying to do now is take that further with the influence of ecological design and our current understanding of the social and environmental issues. And so that we can make a house that's really still works for the person that we're designing for, the people that we're designing for, but it also sits in harmony, more in harmony with the setting it has and the environment,
right.
Lessening the energy it takes and those types of things, while still having a great environment.
I had no idea Frank Lloyd Wright was like ahead of his time. He built green already?
Well, his real idea was to listen to that site and really make something that was about that site.
They probably
site,
thought
that
he was
place.
Crazy.
Probably.
They did, but they also often said he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, you know, see, I'm really with the environment. I used to not be. I used to, when I changed the oil in my car, I used to just dump it into the backyard, into the dirt. Yeah. And now I throw it in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And,
there you go.
And are you
so
serious?
It's asphalt.
Yeah, I let the street sweeper come by and pick it up now. But no, I do try to. I guess once I had a kid, I got a little softer with the environment. But I used to be a hardline guy. Because I remember, I was reading this a couple months ago, that building houses now in the Bay Area, it's illegal to build a fireplace within your own house. I think that's a little crazy. But people are really crazy with this. I have a fireplace out in the valley. We use it like maybe 10 times a year. And I ordered some wood for it. And my neighbor comes by and says, "Hey, what's the wood for?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "For the fireplace, Einstein." And he says, "But you mean in case the heater goes off or the electricity goes out?"
No.
I said, "No, in case it gets cold and I want to light a fire."
Right.
And he says, "You actually still do that? You light fires?"
It's not just the ambiance.
Attacking his neighbor.
Yeah.
For his fireplace. Look at that.
Yeah.
Unfriendly neighbors.
Lucky I don't burn his house.
Right.
Well, you know, if there is a law in San Francisco that covers that, maybe there was a reason. I'm sure there was a long process about why, you know, a lot of people that would be opposed to do some of these things. And so you can bet that there was fight.
I think it's just busy work for a lot of people. Like they tried recently to ban the Mylar balloons. Remember that?
Yeah.
And because they said the Mylar balloon can get loose and get caught up in the electrical wires and short out,
right.
And the whole city goes dark.
Like the Pink Floyd pig?
When's the last time that happened?
Yeah, hasn't yet.
Yeah, let's wait for it to happen, maybe, and then we'll take action. All right,
there's
Kevin
bigger
Parkhurst.
Things that we can do. There's more important things we can do.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back with Kevin Parkhurst. If you want some information on how to save energy, go down to this convention. It is called Green West.
And use organic clothing and organic, everything.
May 20th through the 22nd.
Multifaceted.
May 20th through the 22nd at the LA Convention Center. And it's called Green West. So go down there and you'll run into bunch of guys.
There's got to be hemp there. I'm sure there's hemp clothing, right?
Yeah. It's May 20th through the 22nd.
Got to be.
And
a lot of building products, a lot of
guys walk around
energy.
In sandals, too.
This is a trade show, and so there's going to be a lot of respectable types of people there. You can bet it.
Okay.
It is. It's by us.
And you'll be down there, right?
Yeah, I'll be down there with my sandals on.
Okay. All right, look for the guy with his sandals on. He'll talk to you about how to save you some energy.
Great.
All right, we'll come back and take some phone calls for Kevin Parkhurst. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem's with us and Kevin Parkhurst. He told us some funny stories off the air that we can't tell on the air because there's some swearing involved. But you're going to be at this Green West, and
yes,
if you want to get down to this convention, they'll tell you. You're putting together a house down there?
Yeah, we're putting together a suggested living space. It's called Sustainable Living Spaces, inspired by Eric Lloyd Wright, my boss, but then designed and developed and built by my wife and I, Hannah, our design and construction company, DIG, Design Integration Group, that we've run right out of his studio. And so we're putting the whole thing up. It's about 1,500 square feet inside a number of different types of wall systems. So we actually have put the competitors right next to each other. And most of the people are people that are coming to the show. And so we've just put their product within this structure of
That's
pretty cool looking house.
Now, this house you put together for this convention, mm-hmm. how much more efficient is it than the average house in the valley?
I mean, there's no roof and there's really no four walls.
No, I mean, obviously, if it was going to be completed. I mean, is it 50%? Is it 80% you save?
You'd have to do some analysis to really do balance all those out. But you can get, when we're talking putting solar panels on it and those types of things, so we're really trying to get down so that we're talking 20 or 30% of the actual load that a usual house would put on the grid, that we can get down that far. And the thing with putting solar panels on your house or anywhere like that, the reason where you usually don't try and power 100% of your house is because, well, they don't pay you back. And so you have what's called grid intertie. And so you put solar panels on your roof, and then you have a special meter that runs backwards when the sun hits that, and you're not at home, and so you're powering the grid, and so your meter actually runs backwards, so you get a rebate, but they will never pay. If you put in 110% of the energy you use, they won't pay you that extra 10%. So people usually go under 20% or 30%, so they've just cut, they've reduced their bill.
That's great.
And at the upper echelon, your bill at a certain level, it then jumps to a higher rate. The amount of energy you consume, there's a certain baseline, and then if you consume more than that, it goes up. And then some of these places with all their air conditioning and all this and that, it goes up another level, and so you're at this top tier level paying high dollar. You can have a payback period of 7 years, 10 years, and so after that, and these things are lasting 25, they're guaranteed for 25 or 30 years.
Are.
Guaranteed.
So the payback level right now is about 7 years.
Depending on which panel you do, how much you, there's a lot of things to balance that, but yeah, and it always is depending on where you are, where, your house is going to be a different relation to the sun as far as the direct south. And
well,
so,
I know that because I'm not going to say my uncle's a moron, but he put up solar panels in his house. And he put them on the north side of the house. Uh-huh. And it's, I'm like, you moron.
So
I said, dude, there's no sun on the north side.
Not so good.
He had actually have them replaced and put on the south side.
There's actually a thing called thin film amorphous or amorphous silicon, which there's Unisolar is one company. They've done testing. And this is, when you take a solar calculator and you turn it towards the light and it stays on?
Right.
And then you can move it away from the light and it still works for a while. So there's a threshold where a solar energy will start creating electricity. Just a photon of the sun from 93 million miles comes and hits that surface, and it dislodges at the molecular level an electron, and that's what makes the electricity at the molecular level, this electron passing through this film. And so there's these products being developed using thin film and amorphous that literally can be put on with an inkjet printer type of a thing, thin as a paper. They're coming out with this stuff,
and it
can work on the north side.
Right.
They've been testing because of this threshold of how much photonic energy from the sun will turn on that solar panel. They can actually put some on the north side of the roof and get a reduced level of efficiency.
You're much more advanced than I am. I'm still wondering, what happens if I hold a fart in too long.
Or it sounds like Stephen Hawking has gone green.
I think he has. He actually is saying that we should do that. And in fact, at the end of, Leonardo DiCaprio just had the 11th hour that he put out.
Right.
Sure.
And because he believes so much in that cause himself. And Stephen Hawking, they actually have all of the interviews at the end, but during the movie itself, they didn't want to be complete doom and gloom, but a lot of those guys at the top were saying, like if we don't start now or last year or a decade ago, we're really in trouble.
All right, guys, go down to this Green West. It is May 20th through the 22nd.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week.
Tim's going to be there all 3 days, right?
No, I actually won't be there. I got
Actually, Jackie Paddock from the station here. She's the head of director of Green News and Business Development here at the station, and she's kind of who corralled me into this area here, and she's going to be there in KLSX.
I'd love to be there, but
Leo Quinones.
Leo Quinones is going to be doing some interviews down there.
Excellent.
They've got a booth. They're actually the exclusive media representative of the Green West Conference,
wow,
something like that.
Right. 97.1. possible that. All right, gang. Go to the LA Convention Center May 20th through the 22nd, and ask for Kevin Parkhurst, and he'll talk to you about how you can make your life more green. Thanks for coming in, dude.
You betcha. Thanks very much for what you guys do. 971goesgreen.com and all these things that you're doing with this station right here, and what I think that could inspire the rest of the radio stations to do. congratulations on you guys doing that. Yeah. Really appreciate that.
I just hope
that.
It doesn't become a pain in the ass like Jackie Paddock walking around like ripping styrofoam cups out of people's
hands.
Yeah,
but go green for this audience, I'm telling you. It means right. something all totally right. different.
Go green.
Well,
all right, thanks for coming
there
by,
could
dude.
Be multiple meetings.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Carrie Kasem's with us. Thanks, Kevin.
You
We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Thanks a lot. Go green.